we were doing last time, and we were talking about the normal procedure of separating the truma goes to the Kohen first, and then comes the Maaser that goes to the Levi, the tithing that goes to the Levi. And what happens though, if the Levi goes and takes his tenth from the growing things before the person has completed stocking and piling up his grain? So, which means there wasn't an obligation yet. There was no obligation yet for Truma, because Truma's obligation begins once it's done, when it's completed the work and it's husked and it's threshed and it's piled up. That's when you have to give Truma. But this Levi went and he quickly took his 10, his 10th, 10%. So now, since this grain is considered now 10% the Maaser for the Levi, that is Maaser. So he, the Levi, has to go ahead and give his 10% Maaser mina Maaser. Always, whenever the Levi gets Maaser from the owner of the field, then the Levi has to give a tenth of the Maaser that he received. In this case, he has to give Maaser. Now, we required him, he's going to have to husk it, he's going to have to take the wine and make it into wine, the grapes into wine. And the Gemara says that he is the one that is going to have to trouble himself and give it to the Kohen, the tenth of the tenth, which means 10% of the 10% that he took from, even though he took it before there was an obligation of Truma. So technically, those grains are not yet truma, they're not ready, weren't ready yet. But because he took it out of order, he took it before his turn, he should have waited till the Kohen gets his part, and he gets it only after it was fully completed. But he went and grabbed it first. Since he grabbed it first, now it's Maaser. Once it's Maaser, it's obligated, and you have to give the 10% from completed. So the Levi who grabbed it would have to give the 10% that he's giving from his. He'll have to, first of all, thresh and make sure. He'll have to take the grapes and squeeze them. He'll have to take the olives. He has, because the Chachamim punished him because he went out of order. He wasn't supposed to do. The Torah wants you to give the Maaser, the Tvud, should give it all in order. He went and did it out of order. He's going to have to give to the Kohen. He can't just give him the 10%, but he's going to have to give it to him already made. Like, so because he says, just like the Truma itself, you give min ha-goyren u-min ha-yekev, elo min ha-goyren min ha-yekev, meaning that the grain has to be in the granary all settled and ready to give to the Kohen, because you don't give before that. Or you don't give to the Kohen grapes, you give them once you squeeze the grape, you made them into wine. You give them from the Yekev where you make the wine. Likewise, kach trumas meiser einan nitelas elo mina goyren u mina yekev. So likewise, the truma of the meiser that he's going to give Forget about the Meiser Min HaMeiser. I said it wrong. The Truma's Meiser. Or is the Meiser Min HaMeiser? I forgot already. Hold on. What I just said. Oysa. No, that's called the Truma's Miser. No, that's the tenth of the tenth. That's the Truma's Miser. Meaning you have to first correct it and then you give the Truma's Miser. So basically what we're saying over here is that the Levi has to give to the Kohen, just like the Truma is given. Min ha-goyim min ha-yekev, zok Rashi, elo min ha-goyim min ha-yekev. Shenigmar kula, it's been completely finished. After it's all set, you've completed the whole, whatever you're going to do with the grain, you've done it, you stocked it, you piled it. Or what you're going to do with the grapes, you put it into the wine production. Diksiv, dogon, tirosh v'yitzer. The Torah says, grain, tirosh is wine, and Yitzhar is oil, not olives, not grapes, and not shibolim. It has to be dogon. So just like Truma is given only in Goyim and Hayekev, Kach Truma's Meiser, likewise, the Truma that you give from the Meiser, Einon Nitelles Elo Min HaGoyim Min HaYekev, can only be taken from the Goyim and the Yekev. So when you're giving your Truma's Meiser, which is the Meiser Min HaMeiser that you're giving to the Kohen, you have to first make sure that it's a Goyim. You have to first make sure it's a Yekev. You have to make sure it's a Yitzhar. You have to make sure that it's finished. And then you go ahead and give it to the Kohen. Okay. So, how did the Gemara interpret the Braisa that it's talking about in the Braisa that even before you separated it, it's still considered to be tevel? The Braiser calls it over tevel over there. The Gemara explained, because we're not talking about regular tevel. Regular tevel, the taka would not become until it's finished. But here, because we're talking about giving tevel of the grain, which is by the levy, and that grain or that grapes that's by the levy, that's already, since that is now called Meiser, it's finished. So therefore you're not allowed to use it until you give the Trumas Meiter min ha-goyim min ha-yekev. But in the Braise, he says over there that he can estimate how much. He can estimate. The Braise said you estimate. And we're talking about over there in the Braise about the tavlin that he puts in. Tilson shall tevel. So why do we call them Chavile Tilson shall tevel? So the Gemara explained, because it's not tevel regular. Regular, it wouldn't be tevel because Chavile Tilson doesn't become tevel. But it's talking about not tvul shel truma. It's talking about tvul shel truma's meiser that you have to separate from that. But the Gemara says, "Umechashiv." The Braise says, "Kama zera yesh behem." He can estimate. The Gemara's question is, if we're talking about an obligation now. We're talking about an obligation of Trumas Meiser, not of Tevel, regular Truma. We're talking Trumas Meiser. How can we allow to estimate that? Why would you be allowed to estimate that? The Truma, the halacha is like this. Truma, any amount that you give from the Torah, you fulfill your obligation. The halacha is chita achas poteres es hakeri. If you have even one wheat and you have a whole heap, that's enough truma. The Chachamim gave a shear. They said a good eye gives one of 40, a bad eye gives one of 60, and a medium eye gives one of 50. But these shiurim,
50%.
no, not 50%, a 50th, 40th,
40.
one of 40, one of 50, or one of 60. A good eye gives one of 40, meaning you give a lot. For every 40, you give one. A bad eye only gives for every 60, you give one. And a middle eye gives for every 50, it gives one. So if, let's say, you don't give the exact amount that you should, we understand, because really from the Torah, you don't have to give any amount. One is enough. So if you estimate and you don't hit it to the button, you don't hit it the exact number, that's not the end of the world. It's not the worst thing. Why? Because Minat Torah, you were Yotze. Oh, Minat Torah, you were Yotze. Minat Torah, you were Yotze. Even if you give one chita, you already fulfilled your obligation. So therefore, it turns out it's not too bad if you're going to estimate, because you're not going to be violating a Torah law in either way. However, if we're talking now about Trumas Meiser, meaning the Levi has to give 10% from the 10% he received. That's Meiser mina Meiser. That's an obligation of the Torah. You can't just give any amount. So the Gemara is asking, since we've established that we're talking about here, the Truma, the Meiser that the Levi gives, how come you should be allowed to estimate? Mechashev, the Gemara says, Hamedida boy, but we need to measure, because you need to make sure that you're giving 10%, because this is a obligation of the Torah to give 10%. The obligation to give more than just anything for Truma, if we would be talking about Bayi Yisrael, that's only a rabbinic. So if you estimate that you miss, it's not a problem. But the obligation, if we're talking here about a Levi who has to give Truma from his Meiser, that needs to be 10%. You have to figure it. Look at the Rashi. Frag di gemore mechashiv hamidida boyi, but don't we need to measure it? And Rashi explains. Bishloima I b'Yisrael mukmaslo. It would be fitting if you would be talking about the Yisrael in our Mishnah. Ubetruma gedoyla, and we're talking about the Truma Gedolah, the first Truma that you give to the Kohen, if that's what we'll be talking about. So then, Iko Lemisne Mechashev. Then we can say that you are calculating. Iko Lemisne Mechashev. Why? Dinitalos Bohemet. Because Truma Gedoila can be taken by estimation. Why? You don't need to know exactly. The Torah has not given an amount for Truma Gedoila. The Ksiv, the Torah says, Resh is the Goncho. The first, any amount. Posting in Dvorim Yudches. But the Rabbanon, who the Amri Shir, it's the Rabbanon, are the ones that said the Shir. Was the Shir that Ayin Yofeh Ubeinonis V'ra. A good eye, a middle eye, a bad eye, how much they give? 140, 150, 160. Hilchach, therefore, so you're going to estimate that is sufficient. Why? The inami lo yoiv kishir chita kishir, because even if you don't give the amount, chita achas pateres kol hakeri, one chita would exempt the entire heap. So you're not going to violate a Torah prohibition, and therefore you can estimate. Avo gabe Levi, but when we talk about a Levi, ma'aseh min ha'ma'aseh k'siv. Says you got to give a tenth from the tenth. That's the truma that the Levi has to give. But tzarich limdut, and you need to measure. So how could we do that? And the Gemara answers, Abba Lozor ben Gimel Garsina zok Rashi. Homani Abba Lozor ben Gimel here. This goes like Abba Lozor, the son of Gimel. It's an interesting name, and that's why Rashi has to say Garsinan. Abba Lozor, the son of Gimel. The Tanya, we learned in Abraisa, Abba Lozor ben Gimel Omer. Abba Lozor ben Gimel said that the Pasuk says he disagrees that you have to give Maisim and a Maiser also exact. He says you can give it by estimation. He learns it from a Pasuk. Because the Pasuk says, "V'nechshav lochem trumaschem," and your separation, the truma that the Levi gives, Rashi says, "V'nechshav lochem trumaschem," v'nechshav the Levim k'siv by the Pasuk. So your tevuah will be considered like it says before, "Ketrumas." What you're separating from your Meiser is the same as the Trumas you give from the Goyden on the Yekin. So why does it say Trumaschem, your Trumas? So it doesn't say Trumoiseichem, but through Trumaschem, it's in a plural, your of the Levims, but it also means a double truma. B'shtei trumas hakosuv medaber. The two trumas the Pasuk is talking about. Is there an extra base here? I'm wondering. B'shtei trumas hakosuv medaber. Not sure.
But aren't they always estimating?
No,
I
you
mean, you
have
said
to
like
measure,
with a good
but by
eye.
truma, yeah. But here, the argument of the Gemara was that the Meiser that the Kohen that Levi gives us truma to the Kohen that can be estimated. The Gemara brings down this Abba Elozman ben Gimel disagrees. He said, "B'shtei trumas kosuv of medaber, diksiv kedogon min hagoyren zutruma gedoyla." Like the Dogon min HaGoyim, which is Truma Gedoyla, Trumaschem zu Trumas Meiser. Oh, your Truma should be considered the same as the Kadogon min HaGoyim. So when the Pasuk says Kadogon min HaGoyim, that's a reference to the Truma Gedoyla. Zu Truma Gedoyla, Trumas Trumas Meiser. So therefore he says, Achas truma gedoyla v'achas trumas ma'aser. One is the big truma, meaning the first truma that the Yisrael separates, and one is the trumas ma'aser that the Levi separates. Kishem she'at she truma gedoyla nitenes be'oimed, just as like the big truma can be taken in estimation, ma truma gedoyla nitenes be'oimed k'deperishis. As we explained, Rashi says, the lik si bo shiur. There's no shear by Truma Gedoyla. You can Ubemachshove. Now, we're adding also in your thought, which means you don't actually have to separate it. If you think in your mind, this part is Truma Gedoila, that's enough. And therefore, Ubemachshove as a Krashi. In other words, you look at one side and you say, this is truma, you can eat on the other side. Diksi, because the verse says, v'nechshav, it will be considered, that's machshav, v'atarvayukoi. And this goes on both, that on the truma gedoyla, kedogamin, Minayakav also nechshav. And Rashi says, "Behold the koyoliv law with truma gedoyla." So why does he need to learn it from truma gedoyla? But the pasuk with nechshav it says by both of them, it says by truma gedoyla and also by myself, the truma's myself from the is mishum oimed nakad law because of the second halacha of Oymed, that you can do it by estimation. That is only written by where? That's only written by Truma Gedoyla, because over there you can give Reishis just one. But we learn Kach Trumas Maisa, and they tell us by the Machshava. We don't need to learn Machshava, we don't need to learn from, we don't need to learn Trumas Maisa from Truma Gedoyla. Because that we know, Machshava, it says by both of them, it's in this pasuk over here. But it's for the other reason. It's Kach Trumas Maiz, and they tell us ba'omed, that just like Truma Gedoyla, you can do it by estimation because there's no obligation. The Torah allowed for Trumas Maiz to do by estimation. So that's the answer to your question. You're saying, how come the Braises said, if it's talking about the Levi, how come the Braises says you can estimate the Truma? Because the truma of the Levi can also be estimated, we learn it from the pasuk. Okay, we'll go next piece of Gemara. The Gemara says Gufa. This is the place which we quoted before, Amar Rabbahu, Amar Rav Shimon ben Lakish. Rabbahu said Rav Shimon ben Lakish. So you have Maaser Rishon she'ekdimo b'shibolim. That the Maaser Rishon, you grab and you take it earlier while it's still in the stalks. He hasn't yet finished it. So he said, the halacha is, Shmoi Toivloi L'Trumas Maaser. The name, because now it's called Maaser, it's Maaser Rishon. So now it becomes Tevel, and you must give Trumas Maaser from it. At that point, it's already Tevel, even though it wouldn't be Tevel if it wasn't by the Yid, because it's not yet been finished. But the fact that it's already called Meiser now by the Levi, it makes it Tevel. Pretty more of my time. Huh? Omarova, Hoyil, V'yotzol of Shem Meiser. Since the name Meiser has already been declared on it, so therefore, we're going to. Is it become tevel at that point? Hoyl v'yotzal of shem ma'aser zokrashi, v'rachmona omar v'arei ma'aser mimenu ma'aser mina ma'aser. Take 10 from the 10th. Mishenikro ma'aser is kikui l'trumoser. Once it becomes ma'aser, he requires them for the truma. Okay, so let's take now a very short break. I don't know. So the Gemara continues. Amar Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish says Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, Maaser Rishon sheikdimu b'shibolin potur mitruma gedolah. Okay, this was actually what we addressed before. We were struggling with this, but he says it very clear. So what happened? Normally, the Yisrael, he grew had a field. He'd have to give truma to the kohen. But now, the kohen goes, and takes his Maaser first before the Yid, because the Yid wasn't obligated to give Truma. So it turns out we know the Levi is going to have to give a 10 from his 10, Maaser min haMaaser, that his Truma's Maaser. We know that he'll have to give that. That we know. But the question becomes, does he also have to give the part that to the Kohen that the Yisrael would have given had he not grabbed first? So he gives a, now he's giving 10 of 10, a percent that he took. And so it turns out that there was no Truma Gedoila from the Maaser. Let's look at the Rashi. We're saying that Maaser, Amar Rav Shimon Lakish, Maaser Rishon Sheikdimu B'Shibolim, the Maaser Rishon that he took first while it was still in the stalks, Potter mit Truma. So now he's exempt from giving from that Maaser Truma Gedoila. Zokt Rashi explains, what is the Truma Gedoila we're talking about? Shahoyeloi l'koyin little Truma Gedoila t'chila. The koyin should have taken the Truma Gedoila in the beginning. That comes first. Shaharei kruyo reishis. That's called the reishis. So the first thing you give the Truma. Balevi acharov, and the Levi follows him, takes Maaser b'Masha Meshayer. What he leaves over, he takes, the Levi takes 10%. So if he gives, whatever he gives for Truma, the Levi takes 10% for what's left over of what wasn't given away as Truma, and anything that's left over, then he takes 10%. So the person who takes Maaser in the beginning, he takes Maaser before he separated. So from that section of Maaser, that tenth that he held was not given. There was no Truma given from there. Because he grabbed, he first would never given Truma from there. The Yisrael, lo yiten l'koyin, elo echod, mechamishim, bameshashir. If we're talking, we're assuming that he's the middle person. So the Yid will give one of 50 from what the Levi left over. Nimtzo koyin mafsid. So it turns out that the koyin loses out because he's going to get 1/50th from what the Levi left over. But the Kohen is not going to get 1/50th from what the Levi took Maaser. He took the original Maaser. So the Kohen ends up losing the 1/50th from the part that the Levi took Maaser. So maybe that should be paid up by the Levi. So we're saying, Potur ha-Levi mitruma gedoila, shebe Maaser zeh. So the Truma Gedoila, which is in this Maaser, in this tenth, was never given Truma from this, he's exempt. Shenemar, because the Pasuk says, Vare mimenu Trumas Hashem. You shall separate from the Maaser Trumas Hashem. Upirish umayha truma, and then he says, what is the truma? Maaser min haMaaser. So you give Maaser min haMaaser, and you don't give the truma from the Maaser. Shenemar, by Rebbeisim men the trumas Hashem, Maaser min haMaaser. So therefore, we're saying, Maaser min haMaaser amar telecho, beloy trumas gedoylo, utrumas Maaser min haMaaser. But you don't give both truma gedoylo also, and trumas Maaser min haMaaser. You only give Maaser min haMaaser. So it ends up that the Koyen ended up losing his 1/50th from the Maaser because had he not taken the Maaser first, 1/50th would have been of the whole field. And then he would have taken the miser, but he took the miser first, so he didn't give a 1/50th from the miser. He loses it out. That is the halacha that Rav Shimon Lokish says. So Amar Rabbi La Papa La Baye. So my papa says La Baye. Yochi Afilu Higdimoi Bekeri. Navi. Here you're talking about that the Levi went and took the Meiser while the Meiser, while the grain was not yet Mechuyev Betruma, because it was still in the Shibolim, it wasn't yet ready. But if you're saying that you never have to pay the only give Meiser and a Meiser, so the same should be if the Levi. If the Levi went and grabbed it, it's already mechuyev b'maaser, but he grabbed it. So it turns out he still should not have to give truma from the maaser. The 1/50 is from that 10% that he took. Why? Because you're saying that the Levi only gives Meiser, not Truma. So yes, I feel like Dimelit Truma Bikeri. Mishen is Marech, even if he went quicker before the Truma. After it was Mechuyev, it was in the pile already, and it was Nismarech, it was wiped down ready. Nifter Levi Micro. So from this pasuk, he should be Potter. Amalei. So how come we're only saying that the Ben Levi Shikdima B'Shibolim? Even if the Ben Levi Shikdima B'Keri, he'd still only give Maaser. The Chiddush is over there, they have to give the Maaser, but same thing should be in that case. Amalei Olecha, because of you, the Pasuk says, Olecha Makro, Kadesh Leitemer Kein, Mikol Matnei Seichem, Torima is called Trumas Hashem. From all of your gifts, you must separate the Trumas Hashem. That's an illusion that if you didn't give the Truma, you have to give it now. Torim was called Trumas Hashem. So Rashi uvivim kol. What is it? Kol Trumas Hashem. Lemeimar the whole tzat Trumas hamotelis. You should give every part of Truma. So we have an extra pasuk. So we're saying that if you have already put it into the heap, into the pile, it's ready, it's chuyv v'truma, then if the Levi should take it first, he's going to have to give 1/50th from the 10%. In addition to giving 10% of the 10%, he'll have to give 1/50th. And then that's what he says. Now I'm wondering how he does that. I'm just questioning. So he'll first take the truma, and then he'll give 10% of the 10% from what's left. But anyways, I'm not gonna sit and figure that out now. So why did you see fit? So you have one pasuk that says that you should give truma. And you're saying that that's talking about if the Levi takes it after it's been in the keri and is smarech, then you would have to give truma from the meiser, truma gedolah from that meiser. And if it was in the shibolim, you would not. Why did you decide that this was the right? Maybe say the other way. Maybe in the shibolim, you don't. You do have to give, and in the bekeri, you don't have to give. Like more mare yisa. Mayra Isa, high called the Marbi, the call that includes Shadislay Agdima. That you're putting on the case where it comes before in the Keri, that if the Levi takes from the Kri, then he would have to give Trumas Meiser call. Beidoch, and when the Pasuk says, that you looked at that in Truma Maisim and a Maisim, but not my Truma. Maybe that's going to be with the Keri. Omari, so why do you see that? Why do you say it this way? The Gemara enters, Hai Idgen v'hai lo Idgen. This has become already grain. If Rashi says, Hai Idgen, if he comes first in the keri, kvar nase dogan, it's already become grain. That's the full grain. And once it's already dogan, then there's an obligation for the koyin. Diksiv reishis dekoncha, like it says reishis dekoncha. Hilkoch mistabre, dehaikro, dezchuse dekoyin. The pasuk which gives the merit to the koyin that he can collect, akerit shadiyeh. You should put it on the kri. If the levi goes and takes from the kri, which was already mechuyev in truma for the koyin, then the levi is going to have to give the truma for the koyin. But when you gave it in the shibolim, so over there the levi was not yet mechuyev, the Yisrael is not mechuyev yet because in truma, because it's still in the shibolim. And that's what we're going to say that you don't have to give. That's why when they live in the pasuk, as called Truma Sasha. Okay, we'll leave it over here today. I know. I wish everybody a kosher Frelchah Pesach. Should be as Zman Chedusenu, both on a personal level and a Klal Yisrael, and free ourselves from all of the enemies and from all those who want to harm us. We should have a good year in Bona Beis HaMikdash. We'll anticipate the coming of Mashiach this year. And we'll say Lashon HaBo Yerushalayim means not next year. We're going right now in Yerushalayim. It's easy, Lashon HaBo. So the celebration will be in Yerushalayim. See everybody. Have a good Yom Tov, everybody.
Kosher v'sameach.
Chag
Thank you,
Kosher
Rabbi.
Sameach. Thank you.